Avos chapter 6 Mishnah 5 Gedola Torah Yoser min hakohuna u min amalchus, that the greater is the Torah than the priesthood and the kingship. Why? Malchus niknas b'shloshim malos, because the kingship is acquired by 30 qualities. Now it's used the word qualities over here, but it doesn't actually mean it's in qualities when it's referring to the king. It means there's 30 like laws around the king, or 30 things that the king is in a way like granted, that you know, that if, when he becomes a king. So he lists all 30 here. We're not going to go through all 30, but they are that the king will reign over the people, and he will be allowed to take, you know, people and appoint them for his chariots and horsemen, and, you know, and he'll be able to take people and make them captains of the army, etc. So there are 30 laws which apply to the king, so there's 30 of them. And when it comes to the kuhuna, be'eshrim v'arba, there are 24 things. So what are the 24 things of the kuhuna? These are the 24 gifts to them, in a sense. Those, the animal offerings, etc., the truma offerings, you know, all of those things, which also lists them over here, but we're not going to go through all of them. But the 24, you know, gifts that the kohen gets. But when it comes to Torah, the Torah is acquired through 48 ways. And now it really is talking about 48 things that a person has to strive in order to acquire Torah. And this Mishnah and the next Mishnah are now going to list properly in the Mishnah what those 48 things are. So as follows. Number one, the Talmud, study, acquires Torah with diligent application of study. B'shmias ha'ozen, by the hearing of the ear, meaning with proper attention to the lessons. B'riches v'asayim, by the ordering of the lips, by rehearsing the lessons and going over and reviewing so that a person knows what he's learnt. B'binas ha'leiv, by the consideration of the heart, by applying his mind effectively and concentrating on the lessons. B'sichlus ha'leiv, by the perception of the heart, meaning if a person has to exercise his intellect to understand the topic. B'ema, by awe, and here it's talking about awe for the teacher. B'yira, by reverence, a person who studies Torah must be imbued with a fear of heaven. B'nav, with humility, a person's got to be humble and lowly of spirit in order to study Torah. B'simcha, with joy, a person has to study with joy, has to in happiness. Yeah, so humility, it's got to be humble, yeah. B'shimush chachomim, by attending the sages, then a person will learn from the sages by attending with them. B'dikduk chaverim, by careful, he's translated as research with his fellow students. It means learning from the people, that, you know, learning from the people that he's with, his fellow students. B'pilpul ha'talmidim, and by the argumentation of the disciples, meaning the questions and responses, etc., of the disciples, you also learn from that, you know, to learn from their insights. B'yishuv, by being settled, the person has to have a tranquil disposition in order to acquire the Torah. B'mikra, with, he has to study Torah, Bible. Mikra means like the actual Torah, you know, B'mishnah, there we go, with Mishnah. B'miuch, Torah, so he's got to learn Torah, he's got to learn Mishnah. And then he's got to, B'miuch shein, he has to have moderation in sleep. You know, excessive sleep is a waste of time, causes sluggishness. But it also brings up here that lack of sleep and deprivation of sleep is also not good. So it has to be, you know, has to sleep, right, but not too much. B'miuch sicha, with he has to moderate in conversation, meaning conversation that's just discussing everyday things, right? Obviously, you have to discuss that, but right, not too much. B'mir tanug, moderation of pleasure, meaning limiting indulgence in gratification, etc., eating and drinking. So these things, again, he brings a wholesome in measured quantities, but can't get too, you know, too much involved there. B'mir tzchoik, moderation in laughter and jesting. Also, again, occasional humor is welcome. That's not a bad thing, but, you know, to be too much involved in just joking all the time, that's not the way to acquire Torah. B'mir derech eretz, limiting one's business dealings. You know, a person can't be too involved in business in order to acquire Torah. Has to spend more time and energy, etc., in Torah. Berech hapam, has to be long-suffering, avoiding anger. B'leiv tov, he has to have a good heart, unencumbered by jealousy and hatred. B'munas chachamim, by faith in the sages. And this he brings is accepting their pronouncements, even when they're beyond our intellect. Right? So people can't, like if there's a loch of the sages or whatever, we can't say, well, I don't understand it, therefore I'm not doing it. that person can't say that. The kabbalas hayisurim, and also by submission to suffering in a way, accepting misfortune with love. So those are the first 24. We'll see in the next Mishnah, the next 24.